From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States.
People have no idea how badly our country has been treated by other countries.
Mr. Trump's planned tariffs announced a day earlier sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she's confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached, but warned no one will get everything they want. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
Russia is rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing it wants only to maintain global peace and stability. This should absolutely not be considered the beginning of an arms race, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Peskov's comments come a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin boasted in his annual State of the Nation address about his country's upgraded nuclear weapons arsenal. At least five African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region Friday by Al-Shabaab militants. The militant group also suspected of carrying out the suicide bombing and a related attack earlier. This is VOA News. The governments of Burkina Faso and France say that an armed group coordinated attacks Friday on France's embassy and cultural center and on the West African country's military headquarters in the capital. At least seven soldiers were killed, as well as eight assailants.
At the start of the Friday attacks, witnesses said armed men got out of a car and opened fire on passersby before heading to the embassy. Witnesses said an explosion occurred at about the same time near the military headquarters and the French Cultural Center, about a kilometer from the embassy attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden car Friday near a NATO convoy in the capital Kabul, killing a six-year-old girl and wounding 20 other people. Meanwhile, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is making a renewed effort to hold peace talks with the Afghan Taliban. Experts are welcoming Ghani's gesture, but remain doubtful that it will change the Taliban's behavior. VOA's Madiha Anwar has more.
Welcome to Kabul.
At an international conference in Kabul, President Ghani offered the Afghan Taliban conditional legitimacy to establish a political party if they renounce violence.
Taliban leadership and all Taliban, today it is your decision to accept peace with dignity and let us together make this land secure and prosperous.
Experts praised Ghani's outreach but said they are skeptical about insurgents accepting the offer to talks.
The Turkish military says eight Turkish soldiers and 13 others were wounded in fighting in northern Syria's Afrin enclave. It's one of the deadliest days for the Turkish military since it launched Operation Olive Branch against the Syrian Kurdish militia. The UN Migration Agency says that armed Boko Haram insurgents have attacked a military base in northeastern Nigeria, killing and injuring aid workers and police.
The agency says an investigation into the attack is underway. It says what is known so far is that a large number of Boko Haram insurgents, armed with automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades, and gun trucks, attacked the military base in Ran in Borno State. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says he understands a camp for internally displaced people is located there.
The White House chief of staff revealed to reporters Friday that it was and has determined months ago there was no need for dozens of officials to have top secret clearances. Chief of Staff John Kelly says he made immediate changes after arriving as chief of staff when he noticed in terms of the handling of classified material, the White House was not up to standards I was used to at the Department of Defense administratively. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.